Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Lori, welcome to the Organize 365 podcast.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. My BFF, Lisa, I cannot believe this is happening. I really can't. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited to talk to you today. You have to tell us first, how did you find Organize 365?
Okay, I don't know. It's like the chicken and the egg. I'm a podcast girl, and I don't know if Laura Vanderkam came first or if the shoebox, Sarah came or you. But there was a mix of, for months and months and months, just good things to think about in the morning. So it was a podcast, but I don't remember which one was first of the three of y'all. And you all feed into each other. So you reference each other. So that's
how I kind of got pulled in. It's a high compliment because I love those two podcasts.
Oh, me too. Me too. You all are perfect. It's like a triplet, the trifecta of perfect podcasts.
Oh, I love it. Maybe I could get on those more.
Yes. So
Lori, tell us who lives with you in your house.
Okay. Let me say first, for people to not hang up as soon as you hear who lives with me. I have a dog, a Chihuahua, who's 3 years old. Probably I adopted him not during the pandemic, but before it. So he's kind of a pandemic dog, but it's just me. And so many people that listen to your podcast and that follow you have families. I listen every Wednesday to all the people that come on, and they all have 100 children and a husband and 100 pets and jobs and so much, authors and people doing great things. It's just me and Clark. But the reason why I say don't hang up is because I'm a 52-year-old single person with a job in corporate America who is dealing with elder care. And I know that much of your population is probably in the same boat, dealing with moms and dads and step parents. My mom has cancer for the ninth time, four different cancers. We're going through the ninth time of cancer treatment.
Oh my.
My stepdad has Alzheimer's, and I have an 80-year-old dad who, during the pandemic, we've all been self-isolated because if mama gets sick, she dies with no immune system. So I've had an 80-year-old dad who has stayed home and been a grandpa to Clark while I've been taking care of cancer with my mom. So we all have something that we're dealing with other than ourselves. So for those of you out there who are single, don't hang up because this is for you too.
And I love that you say that because I think it's about 40% of our audience that is single.
Is that right?
Okay. Yeah, you guys just aren't coming on the Wednesday podcast. So here's your personal invitation.
Yes, we need more because as I listen to all of the parents, I feel for you. I don't know how you did a pandemic. I have no idea. I had my nephew who's 18 and three of his friends over for spring break. I thought I was going to die. I just needed them out of the house by 10 a.m., but I had to keep my day job.
Yeah.
So how do you fake working from 8 until 10 while feeding kids? It was horrible. So I don't know how it was horrible and wonderful. Let me say that, but it was very hard. So kudos to any woman who has survived this past year and has even thought about organizing your life.
Right. Right. But it's the organizing that's the only sane part of our life.
OMG. It is the only answer. Yes. Yes. So
why did you decide to get organized? Like, how did you get into our little trifecta of podcasts?
So two things happened. Before the pandemic, I ran across the street to Jana, my neighbor's house. Jana, she was going to give me a key. She was like, okay, I've got an extra one in my junk drawer. And she opened her junk drawer and I stood there and looked at it in awe. And I was like, but where's the junk? I was so embarrassed. So keep in mind, I live alone. And when you live alone, I think what goes through our minds is we can do whatever we want and we're not hurting anybody else. So it's okay if your Tupperware is pouring out of the cabinet. You just kick it real fast and then shut the door. And you just throw your stuff in the junk drawer because who cares? It's just you. I came home, took a picture of my before and then my after of the junk drawer. So Jana kind of got me going there. But then this is really what got me to purchase Organize 365. I drove my mom every week last year from July until December to Houston from Austin, 4-hour drive one way to do treatment. And we had to spend the night in a hotel. So I was constantly living in a suitcase. And I would come in and you dump the suitcase and all the stuff in the entryway. And because you live alone, it's okay. So then you just deal with that. And on the way home one time, my mom said, "How's your house?" Because she knows I'm a bastard. Like, I just don't have a straightened up. I have a clean house. It's not nasty. But I'm a paper girl. So I have papers everywhere. So she said, "How's your house?" I said, "It is horrible." And she said, "You know, your grandma." Now, my grandma, who I loved with all my heart, who lived less than half a mile away from me, I could lure her over with Limeritas to fold my laundry. So we used to do that regularly. But my mom said, "Do you know your grandma?" I asked her once why she doesn't help you with your house more than just laundry. And she said, quote, "Because if she did in 5 minutes, it would look exactly the same." And Lisa, I got tears in my eyes. And that was the moment. I thought, okay, Nene, here it comes. So that was what got me started with Organize 365. That was my defining moment of why, as a 51-year-old individual, can my grandma not even think that I can't keep my act together for 6 minutes?
Parents, grandparents, I mean, it doesn't care how old you are. They're like, zing. Now, would you like some cake with that?
That's right.
Oh, like, how do they know where all of our buttons are? You're like, oh.
Exactly. So that was my moment.
You know, this podcast is going to come out after the 4 podcasts I did on defining work in the household. And I say that the third kind of work is organizing, and it is 100% optional. Like, you don't have to organize your house. Cleaning is number one. You already said you're good at that. Number two is tasks of daily living. Like, I'm sure you said your laundry's done and you are here, so you probably eat. Like, so
yeah.
Organizing and maintenance are completely optional parts of work. And so you have to determine to do them.
That's right. And yeah. I hope that what people gain after this time together, I hope what I can distill in people is maybe it's not as optional as you think. Mm-hmm. Once you do it and you realize what it does to you, then you think, why wasn't this mandatory?
Right.
It was. I didn't know it was mandatory. So
tell us, what time of year was it? Like, what did you do first?
Okay. So it was November. And let me tell you, it was a storm. It was a firestorm of everything. In November, I got a new car, a used car, but a big car so I can drive mama to and from Houston. So a sedan. I get Jana, my neighbor across the street. "Jana, come over, help me see if I can fit it in the garage." She was standing by my file cabinet. I couldn't get it in the garage without 1 centimeter between my car and the file cabinet. And her comment was, "Well, can't you get rid of the file cabinet?" I was like, "No, I can't." No,
like Jana.
"I can't." Okay. So that happened. Then I got the car. I bought the program, the 100-day program. And on my crafting retreat that I was with my mom and my girlfriend, I watched all the videos because I was preparing for when I got home. Here's what I'm going to do. But everything led back to the paper and my kitchen counters, which really looked like a file cabinet that had been dumped out. So I have my 5-drawer professional grade file cabinet in the garage full of, I don't know what, and a whole kitchen island and counters full of everything. So then I bought the paper solution because really it came down to the paper. And I was thinking, well, I don't know about the Sunday basket, but I'll buy the paper solution. And so really, Lisa, I read the book in, I don't know, a couple of days, like just skimmed the parts I didn't need. I don't have children. So that part did not resonate with me. Everything else did. So I took screenshots of what to save, what to shred, and kind of all simultaneously, I got ready for the 100-day program. I cleaned out that file cabinet. My own little individual bucket wasn't going to do it. So I dragged my neighbor's big container into my garage, filled half of hers with all my recyclable bin, with all my recyclable paper.
Is this Jana again?
No, this is Anita. Okay. So Jana got, Jana comes back though. So,
okay.
Yes.
Jana. I love all your friends.
My junk drawer, Jana. She's the junkless drawer, Jana. Yeah. So I filled her, anyways, I got all my paper taken care of. And then, So now I have the papers gone, the papers shredded. I've got room in the garage for the car. And then I did planning day. And Lisa, here's what I'll have to say about planning day. You often mention that it's very beneficial for people who've been through the 100-day program, maybe a couple times. And I agree. But I would also challenge people that for me personally, going through the planning day before I started 100 days and kind of all of it firestormed together was so helpful because I did the pie charts of where's my time.
Yeah.
And that was a big thing for me to see because my time is not taking children to and from sports. I don't cook. I don't have to clean, but for me and Clark, there's not much to clean around here. So where was my time? But I did pencil in with my color coding on the weekends, my nap. I like my naps on Saturday and Sunday. You've got puzzles. I've got naps. So I just had to figure that out. And having the planner, and it taught me so much about getting ready for the 100 days. So that is how I started. It was just all of it at once. And I will say, there is on the Facebook page a schedule that someone has created of the 100 days with the dates next to it. I hung that on my refrigerator and I have a purple Sharpie next to it. And that is my BFF Bible because you're my BFF. You didn't know it, but my mom doesn't even know your name. She just says, what does your BFF want you to do today? And then I go, look, and I'm like, this is what I'm doing today. I'm doing this activity today. So
I am your BFF. I love it. I love it so much. It's probably been a long time since I told this story, but when I was in fourth grade, I switched to a private school from a public school. It was a really small Catholic school. There were only 50 kids in the entire grade. So that's only like 25 girls, right?
Oh my gosh.
For whatever reason, they literally had a club against me.
Like no.
like an anti-Lisa club. And so
you did not have BFFs.
I did not have BFFs. So I remember I'm fourth grader and I come home and we have this old rocking chair that was my great grandmother's. And my mom literally held me as I sitting in the rocking. She was rocking me and I was bawling because they had this club against me. And she said, Lisa, someday you are going to have so many friends. And honestly, in school, grade school, high school, even college, I mean, like a handful of friends I can even mention. I was never invited to the sleepovers, the birthday parties. I wasn't in sports. We lived a little bit out in the country and my school was downtown. I went to St. Vincent, St. Mary, and I lived out in a rural area between Akron and Bath, Ohio. I lived in Bath. And so my mom wasn't going to drive me down there. Like she just wasn't a mom. Like she wasn't going to drive me places. Like, and I didn't have friends to get a ride. So I was very, very lonely as a kid. And so as an adult, like, I think sometimes people have trouble making friends as adults. Like it's what I crave. So I am your best friend because I have wanted friends forever. So when people come to the book tour and they come to Embrace and you're like, you may not think you're my best friend. I'm like, oh no, I am decades to get to be your best friend. Like that is why my podcast is the way it is because I talk to you how I want somebody to talk to me.
Yes.
I want a best friend.
You do.
That's what I want.
You do. And I'll tell you what else is your morning Instagram live. Yes. That's just you're hanging out with your BFF in the morning to see what she's doing for the day. And like it's not life-changing stuff. Yeah. You're like not wearing the right shoes in the doing the shipping area. Yes. But okay, like Lisa, you better get your shoes on. You know, it's just you're our friend.
And it's just so whenever I do these podcast episodes, over 10,000 people will listen to this podcast episode. I don't think about that. I'm like, oh, I'm going to talk to Lori today. Like it's hard for me. Like, so when I stand up in front of like 10 people, I'm like, oh, 10 people are listening. I'm like, or 10,000 people listen to every single podcast.
Right.
Or like when I do Instagram, literally, I'm like, shh, I have a secret. Okay. Thousands of people are going to watch that. But I literally think only you're watching. Like I forget other people are watching.
Exactly.
Because I truly think that it is just you and me.
It's you and us all hanging out, trying to get our lives together.
Yes. And that's why I love podcasts. It's because
and that's why
it really
we love
is.
You. Like we love you because you're a human being, just telling us that it's okay
I'm
to not
telling
be
you all the secrets.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. 100%. So I totally get it. And then also, so the reason why I say not to do planning day at first, I am just like you, Lori. Like I'm always like, okay, so there are three packages you could buy. All right. Is there one above the highest package? Like, is there some they're not showing me that I'll find later? Because
right.
I want to have the one that has everything in it. Like, don't give me piecemeal stuff. But I do try to be very cognizant of cash.
Yes, you are.
Personally, I value time more than money. I will go into debt. Like, I love Dave Ramsey. I've never been debt free because I will always be like, oh, we paid off the debt. I want a couch. So I'm like, we paid off. And it, pretty soon, we paid off the house. Oh, I want to buy condos for the kids.
For the grandbaby.
Like, I'm just like, I'm a spender. And I see that money will buy me future time. And like, I was just telling the team, I was like, well, you know, like, we're just about to be profitable. So let's hire four more people because I'd rather get more people and more time to make more impact.
Yes.
Than to make more money. Like it's, yes. I am more about time than money. So for me, I would go all in. I would buy All Access and a Sunday basket, and All Access gives you planning day. And I would do it exactly how you did it. That's how Lisa would do the program.
Right.
But most people don't have the confidence that they will follow through on their
own. Right. That's right.
And so by making it where you literally could spend less than $100 a month, every month,
yes.
But a month,
yes.
You will get through all of my programs until you get to the All Access level. And then you could do it for $168. Like I try to make it very bite-sized because
yes.
If you just do it, you will have success. And when you have success, you will have more confidence
yes.
And you will buy it all anyway.
That's
You'll
right.
just do it at a pace that is more comfortable for your
That is
financial
exactly needs. Right. Yes. Yeah. And I like how you don't have sales. Like the price is the price because there are a lot of people that would hold out and get anxious yeah. about, oh, am I going to pay?
Right.
No, this is the price. And is it worth it? 1,000 times over. Yes, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Okay. So you had to tell me, what's the first time you actually noticed something that was organized that had not been noticed before?
Okay. My file cabinet was gone. Totally gone. That
so
thing
that's
was
amazing. Huge. So your file cabinet was gone like within weeks?
Oh yeah.
Or days?
I mean, days.
And just
that
like
thing out.
Start chucking it off.
I sure did. I sure did. Okay, listen, Lisa, here's what you told us. And this is exactly right. This is to everybody out there who thinks, I don't know. Okay, you said, this is the one defining thing you said that was like, oh, I don't need to keep my dog's folder of all the vet paperwork because they will let me know when the shots are due. Why do I need a receipt of when he gets a mani-pedi and his anal glands expressed? I don't need that. So, boom. Got rid of that folder. Next thing you know, I don't want paper anymore. So everything was online anyways. I pay online anyways. Why am I getting the paper receipts to my house to file? Stupid. Got rid of that and went into email. And now I don't get any paper receipts. I can just go log in and look at it. The paper was unbelievable. So once the file cabinet was gone and I had my Sunday basket and I'd gone through paper solution and I know what to keep and what to shred, my kitchen counters. I have sent pictures of my kitchen counters to my mom more times than she wants to see. Like there's nothing to see anymore because all it is counter. Now it's not empty. It's not 100% empty. I'm looking at it now, but to me it is 100% empty.
Yes.
It's perfect.
Yes.
Yes. So those are my things. I'll tell you something else I did. I cleaned out my closet. I bet if you were to come in my closet, you'd get rid of 3/4 more of the t-shirts that I have hanging there, but you know, progress. And then what I did was I color coded it because I see it on Pinterest. They have color coded. That's pretty.
Yeah.
And I take my hangers now and instead of letting them hang, you know, you take your shirt off and then that hanger gets janky hanging there kind of whopper yes. jaw. I put it in the bottom. Oh,
peeve of mine.
Now I hang it on the bottom left corner and everything looks pretty. And the other thing I did was when I cleaned out my books, like you told me to, I cleaned out my books. I gave books to my mom's friend to sell on eBay. I gave books to the kids across the street for, you know, schooling during a pandemic, new books to read. I used to be a school teacher as well. So all these cute books. And then just like on Pinterest, I color coded my books on my shelf. I can't find a single one. Jana asked me, can I borrow a red book? I'm like, no, I don't have enough red books for you to borrow a red book. I need some more red books. It's very pretty, but I can't find anything, but I don't care. So I noticed these things that I've wanted to do forever that visually I'm like, oh, Lisa made me do it. So here it is. It's all done.
So let's talk about the books because I rainbow organized my books probably 4 years ago. It was not because of the home edit. Although when I watched the home edit, don't watch it if you don't want to spend money because I literally found myself at Target trying to spend money.
I color books. No.
But one thing that they rainbowed on the home edit that I'd never seen rainbowed before, which I think is brilliant, is board games. Because you know the apples to apples box is red, and you know the Monopoly box is white, and you know the Strigo box.
I do remember seeing that one.
Oh, it looks so good. But so I'm extremely visually color oriented. I didn't know some people aren't, obviously. I mean, come on. I have the Sunday basket, the work boxes, everything.
It's all based on colors.
It's all based on color. It's totally me.
Yeah.
So I, when I color coded my books, I could find every single book. Name really? A book, I'll tell you the color of it. I know the color of books.
Oh, how funny. No, yes. I don't know where they are, but it looks good. So
you need like a Dewey Decimal System, like where you
color over the sheet,
where you're like, I want the book. What are my books on productivity? Okay. Oh, it's a yellow productivity book. And off you go instead of a red or a white productivity book. Yeah. No, for me, I don't need them by productivity anymore. I know that the one thing is white. I know that Laura Vanderkam's books are, you know, her Juliet's possibility is red. Like she has different colors for hers, but like anything that's in the Traction family is going to be orange. Yeah. Gretchen Rubin, hers is yellow and teal. I'm like, I'm not looking at a bookshelf. I'm just telling you guys this.
You just know. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. I just know where they are. So that's important because we want it to look a certain way and it's fine. I mean, I'm sure you can hunt a little bit more on your bookshelf to find your books.
Yes.
But if you can't find things when it's color coded, do you, like in your case, you want it to be rainbow. Don't have it be rainbow.
But you know, I don't even look for those books. Like those aren't books that I go to. It's just pretty.
Yeah,
but
totally.
Yeah. But color-coded clothes are helpful and pretty. So do that, everybody. Yeah.
Do it. It's fun. It's when you get to round three. Lori seems to have sped through all rounds in one sitting. But you know, there's a lot of everybody.
Let me tell you. Okay, I'll wait. You go ahead.
You're going to tell
You're
me.
The question. You're the questioner. You're the asker. Okay, so I have so many things to say.
That you didn't expect to happen.
Okay. I did not expect that this would change my life so much. And by that, here's what I mean. I knew that my house could stay clean, kind of. But I didn't know that I'd want it to be so clean after I'd seen it clean. So I want my dishes done every day. That's a new thing. I don't want to see them in the dirty half of the dish. I want to see them on the clean half of the sink. And then I started just, because I live alone, I don't use the dishwasher a lot. So I don't want people to judge. Let's do this for everybody. So that's for the single person. There's little things you can do for the single person that are easier than for the family. But I also didn't expect to be so much less stressed. So as I said, I was coming and going from Houston every week. I'm doing that again this month, and then it's going to be every other week. It's been every other week since January.
Wow.
I'm a planner. I have four planners, and I can't plan as well because MD Anderson puts us when they want us on these schedules. So nonetheless, I didn't know I would be so much less stressed. And I'm going to show you this, Lisa. I have this little sign. It says, I don't like things that are stressy. And that's so true, but I'm stressed out all the time, which is why I think this is so appropriate. But last night was the perfect example because we are in the midst of putting my stepdad in a memory care home. It happens Thursday. We found out yesterday.
Wow.
I came home with all new linens that need to be washed and ready for him for tomorrow. All this behind his back, by the way, it's horrible. But my mom called and said, are you stressed? And I said, no, mom, I walked in and everything is in its place. All I have to do is this new laundry. My own laundry was folded and put away. My counters are clean. I had dishes to wash in the sink. That was it. That right there saved me. You saved my life last night because it's overwhelming. My life right now is out of control and overwhelming, and my counters are not.
Wow. I mean, it is humbling for me to hear how much what I think a simple program is really changes people's lives. You used to come in and just drop stuff and go.
Oh.
So do you have less time? Because it takes time to get organized. So to keep your house clean like this?
No. Organized? No. And I'll tell you why. The other night I got home and mom was coming to my house the other day. We leave at 5 a.m. So she has to be here at 5 or I leave at 4:30 to go get her at 5. It's really just crazy. She showed up at my house at 5, but she called me at 3:30 to see if I was up a.m. And she said, how's your house? I said, it's horrible, horrible. Well, horrible is still clean, but it's just, there was stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
It took me 10 minutes to get my house perfect. Now, perfect means I cleaned off the counter and put it in my Sunday basket. And I put the laundry off my bed into the basket. Like, I didn't fold it and put it away. Just these things that make you feel better, mm-hmm. that are the basis of this plan, of this program. Mm-hmm. The progress over perfection. Lisa, one of your videos, you were cleaning your blankets on your sofa. This is why people love you and why you make such a difference.
No, because
you didn't, you didn't fold them and put them nicely in a basket. You threw them behind the sofa and said, there, I'm done.
I did.
So it doesn't have to be perfect. And that's what you've taught us. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to fold my clothes before mama got here.
Right.
I just threw them in the basket. That's good enough. Oh, Lisa. Everybody well,
you,
needs
I, you don't, but I have these teenagers and Abby has a Chihuahua. If you want a second Chihuahua, I could bring it on the on the airplane and you can have Frank.
Drop him off.
I don't know. We love Frank now. Now we just give him a lot of grief and he's almost done with the puppy stage, but a Chihuahua is totally different than a Shiba Inu. And
never see Frank when we see Hunter. Yeah. We see Hunter going to school, but we don't see Frank.
Looks like, well, Frank's going to start going to school. I'm going to have to take poor Frank. I give Frank such grief. Although somebody said, we understand if you're not going to be able to show Grayson the new baby on social media, because, you know, privacy reasons, whatever. Sure. I was like, oh, no, no. I have already negotiated Instagram rights for Grayson. Like, Abby said she was pregnant. I was like, all right, I'm going to need to redo the book tour. And then it's like a week later, I said, okay, I will buy all the formula for a year. I will do all of these things, but the baby will be on Instagram. You don't have to be on Instagram, but the baby will be on Instagram probably daily. And she's like, fine. I was like, yes. Once Abby says yes, it's yes. But also I can't mention it again, because if I mention it, then she'll be like, oh, I changed my mind. So I'm not mentioning it at all.
Don't change it.
But I did negotiate Instagram rights to my grandson.
Excellent.
Rebirth. We'll see. Awesome. You know, I will honor his mother's wishes most.
Well, you know those baby photos? Was it Ann Geddes that used to put those little babies? You can put him in a Sunday basket, like all wrapped up, just sitting in a Sunday basket.
I did also think that she's going to want newborn pictures, and like, she's a single mom. Yes. So like, that's not really in the budget, but I do have a marketing budget and I have a professional photographer.
Oh yes.
So I'm thinking, yes, let's do some pictures of Grayson in the Sunday basket and all those things.
Exactly.
And then also we'll do some traditional newborn photos that Abby can get. You know, it's a benefit of, you know, marketing.
But he'll need a black hoodie, just like his uncle out in the shop, getting ready to bundle some stuff up. You could do that.
Yes. So the team is like, so here's where the pack and play will go at work. I'm like, is Grayson coming to work? They're like, oh yeah, Grayson's coming to work.
Absolutely he is.
I was out there in shipping today and I was talking about Abby's stroller and I looked at Sherry and I said, I am becoming a grandmother before your eyes. Like, you're literally watching me age every day. I'm becoming older and older. I'm like, now I'm a grandma. Like, by the time this kid gets here, like, I can feel it. I'm becoming a completely different person.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful to see you go through this. And congratulations to Abby. Everyone's so excited.
Oh, she is going to be an amazing mother. Like, I always knew she was going to be a really, really good mother. So yeah,
that's wonderful.
It's fun to hear her talk about him and her thoughts about and she's working at daycare now. So she's in the infant room. She's like, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. I should do this and I should do that. And I was like, all right, well, we'll see. She's like, I'm not going to have a fussy baby. I'm like, oh, if we could just order them that way.
That's right.
You don't get to order them. So anyway,
put that in your merch really section.
Right. Ordering no fussy babies.
No tears.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, it is funny how, you know, I'm sure you never expected to be traveling every single weekend for your mom, but what a blessing that you were able to buy a new used car to make her journey more comfortable and to have the time to do it. I thought for sure you were going to say when you were organizing the paper that you did like I did at the pool and you put all the paper in the car and then you would organize it while you were there and kept bringing it.
Oh, how funny. How funny. No, I did it all in the garage, straight into the recycling.
You're more efficient than me.
And then in my living room floors when I set up my binders. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're way more efficient than me.
Well, I don't have other things, Lisa. I just have Clark, who just, that's all I have. So everyone has their system that around their family that they can make happen no matter how it is. So yeah. Love it.
So any other unexpected events that you've experienced during this time? I mean, I feel like you've given us a nice long list already.
Yeah, I think. Positive?
Is Jana looking at your junk drawer now?
You know what? We're all comparing garages. So Jana and Chris and her husband and Rob and Natalie, they have real nice garages with CrossFit stuff and nice tool chests. Well, now I do too, because I don't have the file cabinet and I rearranged some things. And so that's a good thing. Other unexpected things that happened in my journey. My mom, I'm sure, is tired of hearing about it, but she, like I said, she doesn't really know your name, but she'll say, my BFF, we listened to your podcast on the way to Houston and back. She'll call me and say, what'd your BFF want you to do today? And she did tell me after the other day when I cleaned up my house, no, last night, it was last night, Lisa, when I got home and she was crying and I got my life together and she asked me if I was stressed and I said, no, because my house is together. She said, will you please tell her? She was going to be here today to be a part of it. She said, will you please tell her that I adore her and what she has done for your life? So that was unexpected, how you would change the whole picture of everything that I'm doing. All my friends are interested. They all know I'm doing it. Yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome. Well, she's probably still immune compromised and can't come to the
party. Yes, that's right. You know what? What's been happening is because she's immune, we are vaccinated, of course, but we've been self-contained. So even with my neighbors for the past year, if they wanted to see me, we had to do driveway happy hours. So we did
driveway. Okay, well, you could do a drive-through book tour at Houston.
We might have to do drive-through.
Yes. I'll come out to the parking lot and just...
Exactly. Keep our masks on. We still wear our masks because you can't get sick. And I have to wear my mask and I'm not going out partying because I can't. Even if I don't know that I'm sick, if I give it to her. But yes, we're going to wait and see what our July schedule looks like.
Okay.
And then see if we're going to be in Houston that day.
Okay. Well, it is. Yeah. I think it's like the middle of the week, which probably won't be.
Yeah. I'll look and see. No, I think it's a Friday.
Is it?
I think so.
I don't know. I just get on the airplane on the 11th.
And I know. You're so excited.
I am so excited.
Oh my gosh. I love hearing about it.
My family's like, Abby like had Braxton Hicks. The other day, I was like, no, there's no preterm labor. There's no bed rest. And then the team is like, can't we hire people to bring in food to her? Like you're going on the book tour. Like, because once you're a mom, like, it doesn't go away. It doesn't matter what your future.
Exactly.
What do you have more of, Lori?
I have more kitchen counter space. I have, oh my gosh, did you know, Lisa, that you can change out your pantry and change out your silverware drawer and there's blank spaces, weird. There's nothing there.
So weird, isn't it?
And it's okay. Like you can have blank spaces. Who knew? I didn't know that. I've never had a blank space in my house. So I have more of that. You made me happy when you said that crafty people don't have to declutter their craft stuff, that we just can organize it. That rings home for all of us out here who are journalers, paper planner girls, scrapbooking, knitting. I don't care what it is. We've got 100 things for every hobby. We don't have to declutter that. You gave us permission. Thank you for that. And I like planning my week. I learned with your planner and with planning day, even though I have a work calendar, I like to plan. I like to write it down. Again, paper planner girl. I like to see where my meetings are in the day. And on Sunday, during Sunday basket time, even though my week is planned for work, I like to write it down so I can see where my pockets of, hey, I'm working for home right now. I can go wash the dishes right now, or I can do another load of laundry, or I'll put it in the dryer in this pocket. It's good to see that visually. I like that.
Yeah. I also like to be able to plan out your clothes. Like what Zoom top are you going to wear today? Make sure you have the right Zoom top on. And just also I love meetings. Like I can do meetings like today.
You cracked me up. I know.
I literally have 9. I'm to the point where I don't have any time to do my email, which is really weird, but also I don't mind. Whereas my husband's if he has a meeting a week, he's like, that was pointless. That could have been an email. Why do they do meetings? I'm like, well, because your people aren't, productive in meetings like I am, or I think I am. So we have people on our team who are like, that's fabulous, Lisa. I could do 2 meetings max. And so if they have five meetings for the week, they purposely make sure they don't have more than two in a day. And so while I like to have all the meetings on one day, which is two meetings they have with me, their department meetings, they have purposely put on other days so that they are not in more than two meetings. Like just looking at like what fuels you, what kind of energy do you need? When you write out your calendar, then you go, oh shoot, I'm going to be downtown for this meeting because it's in person all of a sudden when it hasn't been for 18 months. And then I booked my regular here, but there's no driving time because we didn't have driving time.
Right.
I need to move one of these.
Yes. And
you don't think about it until you're like, oh, I can't instantaneously
cover
myself like I could during the pandemic. Yeah.
And for those of us working from home, my company doesn't do video very often. We just do phone call. But on a video day, if I look like I look on a phone call day, that's not good.
Right.
And so we have to plan for video day.
Exactly.
And writing it down and knowing which days I need to wash my hair. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. Like it's not ponytail hair day. It's a real hair day.
I've started doing that. And now I'm like, because it's summer, I'm doing the straight hair and a ponytail on the weekend because it's like no time whatsoever.
So easy. That's right.
But then wash it and curl it during the week.
Yes.
Yeah. These are all things girls have to think about.
That's right. That's right. That is right.
What do you have less of now?
Stress. Less stress.
Mm.
Next question. Like that. Because for somebody who's juggling a million things, which is every single person that you reach out to, I don't care what those million things are.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me say this in this section of question. Let me tell you, when you say that we're going to get 42 days done out of the 100.
Yeah.
I finished my 100 days with my little check mark thing on my refrigerator. And I was like, OMG, 42. I know I did like probably 80, 85 probably. So then I printed out for the next 100 days, getting ready. And I thought I'll highlight the ones that I didn't do so I can come back and focus on those. Some I know I'm not going to do. I'm not going to do my craft room and a few things, but some I need to just, I didn't do my spare bedroom. So I need to do that. So I highlighted and then I counted. Lisa,
what?
I did 50.
Woo! 50. You're above average, Lori.
But let me tell you something. I felt like I'd done 150.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to do them.
Right.
The first 42. Right. You do your pain points and all of a sudden your life is so much exponentially less stressy and better that you think you did 100 in 100 days. It is life-changing.
It's the first 4 weeks. If you get through the first 4 weeks, which is 3 weeks of kitchen plus your closet.
Yes.
You feel like you did your entire house.
Yes.
It's when you go through it the second time that you realize you have more house than that because you spend almost all your time in your bedroom or your kitchen.
But the beauty is my pantry took 10 minutes this time around because all I had to do was just reshuffle my spices, make some more clear space, like just straighten a few things out.
Yes.
Then I take that time and I go back to my underwear drawer and my sock drawer. Like I go back to those things a little early so I can kick those off because I know it's going to take a little bit more time.
Yep.
And you know, the second time around, what's really been good for me, the first time was it's very hard to give away. Everybody goes through this. Do you donate? And I heard somewhere on one of the podcasts, if you don't donate because you feel like it's going to a dump and you keep it in your house is now the dump.
Yeah.
And boy, howdy, I don't want my house to be a dump. So I go to Goodwill every time I go to the grocery store because it's right there and I just drop things off. Could I make money selling it? Sure, if I had time. I have a corporate America job. People don't have time, but you shouldn't feel bad to donate because somebody's getting it and they're going to use it. And now it is so much easier to put things in a box and say, no, someone's going to use it, but not me, and get it out of my dump. Into someone's home that will use it. So it's much easier this time around.
So is that what you wish you had known sooner?
I wish I had known about the program sooner. Maybe not the maybe I knew about it and I didn't act on it. I wish I'd known that it would have made such a difference in my life doing, I don't want to say so little. If I had if I had just done the file cabinet and just gotten my kitchen counters clean. I have an open living area where you've got the living and the kitchen. You see it. If I had just done that, my life would have been 1,000 times better all along. So if people can't afford anything but the book on Kindle, go buy the book on Kindle and implement Lisa's paper solution. And then, like you said, Lisa, then you're going to say, okay, I got that part done. Now save up for the next part if that's what you need to do, or put it on the payment planner, because it's exponential. Your life just gets better and better as you go through these steps.
So good. What's your next step?
The next 100 days. I'm on it now. I've done a few of those. This week is a disaster royale with dealing with what we're dealing with. So I can tell you, I'm not going to do anything for the next 7 days, but keep my counters clean and my dishes clean. That alone will keep me sane. Just keeping up. I won't make any new progress. I know that, but it's progress over perfection. And you have allowed me to get through this week with some grace to myself. And I can't think, I'm crying. I can't thank you enough. Like, it's so silly to say I couldn't have done it without you, but you don't know. I could not have done this without you. I just couldn't. Thank you.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. The thing that I take away is not that your house is organized. Like, I'm super happy that your house is organized. I know that's the thing that I've helped you do. But to me, I don't see that. I see you being less stressed and able to be present with your mom and dad and grandma more. That's what I see.
Yeah.
I'm always looking at, like, where's the significance? What is the ultimate goal of getting organized? It's not having a perfect house. It's having less stress.
The time.
More grace. So that you were already driving your mom to Houston every week. It's not like you're not, and now you are. That's not time. But when you go, you don't have as much stress as you did before.
That's right. That's right.
Stressful. Memory care is stressful. But you are not stressful.
That's right.
Which reduces their stress also when you're around them, because you just have a different cadence. Like, I was on the back porch with the family and I was talking to them, and then I started scrolling Instagram and, like, responding to things. And Abby looked at me and she said, "Well, your energy has changed, so I'm leaving." And she was right. Like, it's just like, as your mind starts moving to other things, like, you could still be present, but your presence is different when you're thinking about different things and doing different things. And so you're probably more present than you were, even though you physically be present the whole time.
And I probably don't realize that until you say it. But because I don't have to cry about my house being a disaster, I can be more up for my mom to say, everything's good.
Yeah.
And so that was a good conversation versus, yes, you're exactly right. Yeah.
And I don't know if she was organized, but obviously your grandma is organized. So they had the skill and they knew that you needed it, but they didn't know how to teach it to you.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
You needed a teacher.
You know what I needed? I needed the 15 minutes a day.
Yeah.
I needed we're not going to do the whole house. We're going to do the silverware drawer, and that's it. And I'm telling you right now, people, clean out your silverware drawer, clean out whatever. How does that stuff get underneath that plastic holder?
I don't know.
Clean it out, like Lisa says to do, and stack your spoons and see how long they say stack. Like that, I stack my spoons stack them. I like that. And then you open the drawer and they're all stacked and your life is like, woo, it's so good because you've got spoons in a stack. Now I know kids are going to make that not so easy, but for you single people out there, there's no excuse to not have your spoons stacked in your silverware drawer.
Yeah. What advice would you give to someone who's just now starting out?
Start with the paper. And you say that. And I always think, maybe they should start with 100 days. But when I thought about it, the paper is what opened up my kitchen and what allowed me to get my mail every day and not think about it till Sunday.
Yep.
Otherwise, it's stacked up on my kitchen. And my to-dos that would stack up in my kitchen are in a basket. And there's a peace of mind, because we spend our whole life in our kitchen, to not have the pressure of, there's my to-do stack.
Yep.
You don't even look at it, except for once a week. So yes, you're right. Start with the paper and you'll feel so good that you'll want to do more.
Lori, it has been such a pleasure to have you on the podcast.
Oh, Lisa, I can't wait. I'm going to have to go post the screenshot I took of you at the very beginning. Like, cheesy, but I'm so excited and proud to meet you. And I'm hoping to meet you in Houston in person. Oh, I'm so excited for you getting to do your book tour.
We'll give you a private, if you guys can be there, we'll give you a private time. I'll come out to the parking
lot. Oh, you're so sweet. You're so sweet. Oh my gosh. It has been a joy. And thank you for all you do for all of us out here. I speak for everybody, all 10,000 people that are going to listen to this. We all think that you're our only BFF.
Oh, thank you, Lori. And I feel the same. Like I totally, that's why I want you guys to come on the Wednesday podcast so I could spend time seeing each of you.
Yes. And more single people come out here with your stories because we have them. And kudos to all you mamas out there. Again, I don't know how you lasted through this pandemic. Cheers to you.
Yeah, especially when your child brings home a chihuahua in the pandemic. I had the money and I went to the store and look at what I got. I'm like,
great, Frank.
Frank. Oh, thank you, Lori.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Are you ready to share your transformational story with me and the rest of the Organize 365 community? We would love to hear it. Please go to organize365.com/Wednesday and fill out an application. I cannot wait to see your application in my email inbox.